Welcome to another edition of Religion and Rock. I'm Monsignor Jim Vlorna. Here is our producer and engineer, Mr. Stephen Chaldone.
Hello there, sir. Happy days to you.
And same to you. Happy week after Easter.
Yes.
You know, we call this Divine Mercy Sunday in the Catholic Church.
Okay.
St. John Paul II started this one up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's all about Jesus in the gospel. He goes to today, for all Catholic churches around the world and Christian churches, he goes to the upper room. And they see him in the upper room. And the disciples see him. They realize he's risen from the dead. And it's a big thing about divine mercy, how God forgives us and welcomes us. And because of the resurrection, everything's changed. So we kind of continue on with Easter in a little way today. It's kind of a nice thing.
You know, and it's nice that, you know, we have divine mercy, but, you know, the hardest thing is forgiving yourself sometimes.
Yeah, that's the truth, right?
Yeah,
that's a hard yeah. thing, too. Absolutely. It's interesting because this all happens in the context of the apostles. Like, they're in the upper room after Jesus has died. So it's a week where you and I, we're going to look at community on Religion and Rock, which is an important thing, like these different communities that we belong to, of course, our family, our friends, but then this larger community that we have to somehow suffer with, you know, like getting through this world with people bunking into us constantly and being able to have patience and acceptance and understanding. All that stuff's kind of an important part of what community's about.
Yeah, no, and I kind of find it fascinating. I was reading about some astronauts and you know, William Shatner going up in these, on these, you know, space things, but they all say the same thing. Their perspective of the world changes when they get up to the space station and they see we're just a little glass marble floating around in blackness.
We may never see that sight, but at the same time, we can look at it in a harder way, in a bigger way. That's what we're about on Religion and Rock today, the gift of community. All of us belong to communities, if you think about it, one way or another. You know, and I think about that too. Even this very show is about community in a way, because, you know, you who are listening right now, like, there's something really beautiful about that. And like, I was at the barber this week, Gene, who's, I love this guy. I've been going to him for 35 years, and he's cutting a lot less hair these days.
Yes.
But the reality is, like, he's saying, oh, the other day I was listening to you waiting to get into the supermarket. You know, it's kind of nice. Like, we have a kind of community together. We who, you know, kind of have been Religion and Rock fans for years. There's something great about that. There's so many different communities, and there's a support system in community. That's a really nice thing, right? And we need that. We really do.
No, you really, really, really do need that support system, you know. And you mentioned later on, and it's funny, I was thinking about when doing the show, my neighborhood community, the moms and dads, you know, we had a lot of kids in our community growing up, and I think you did too. But every parent had the right to discipline you. You know, it took a community to raise kids.
Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, it still does.
Yes,
and that's why it's important that we get involved in each other's lives, not meddle, but get involved with each other's lives. And that's an important thing. I also think about, of course, the community of faith today, right? The community of the church, how important that is. So we need one another to worship together. And people say, well, I can pray to God on my own. That's true. You can. But at the same time, there's nothing quite like doing what the disciples did in the early days and what we're called to do now. Gather together with each other, break the bread, listen to the word of God. That's what we call Mass. And there's something beautiful about that, like recognizing the power that comes from community. It goes back to that crazy old line Sheldon had been saying forever. You know, one pencil breaks like that.
Yep.
Ten together, you can't break it anymore. There's a strength in community. And that's what we kind of recognize on Religion and Rock today. The power that is community, the power of coming together. Yeah, you know, the power how God works in our lives. Through other people sometimes, through angels he kind of sends us in the bodily form of friends and family and people we bunk into. It's all about community on Religion and Rock, the power that's there as we continue to celebrate the great gift of Easter. Here's John Mellencamp. This is called Pink Houses.
And he looks at her and says, hey, darling, I can remember when you could stop a cloud. Oh, but ain't that America for you and me? Ain't that America something to see, baby? Ain't that America home of the free? Yeah, little pink houses. T-shirt just like everything else. Those old crazy dreams just kind of came away.
John Mellencamp, Pink Houses. You know what's interesting about that song is that's sort of like all of us in a way. When we grew up as kids, we grew up in these little homes and it was not a lot of money. Our parents, my dad and mom bought the house for $14,000 that we lived in. And I remember us living there and it was kind of a simple way to live and a beautiful little way to live and to recognize that, you know. The other reality that we had on our block is a lot of kids. So we were all friends with each other. And somehow in the relationship our parents had with each other, everybody became sort of our parent. Everybody was kind of able to yell at us. So if I was at somebody else's house, you know, Mrs. McCulley would come outside and say, hey, stop doing that, you know, or somebody else's mother, or my mother. Everybody kind of took care of each other. It kind of grew in this ability to be community. Something kind of beautiful about that, and a little bit lost today. Do we know the people on our block? Do we know the people to even wave to them? Sometimes we don't, you know, sometimes we don't. And it's a good thing to kind of come to recognize, yeah, there's a power in community, and there's a strength in that. It gives us extra help with our kids. It gives us extra help in watching out for each other's homes and stuff. But at the same time, it's just a beautiful way to live, where we care about one another, know one another, and we're willing to do, you know, kind of the basic stuff to help one another when we're in need. Here's Huey Lewis in the news. It's called Small World. sometimes we get that reminder, right, about it is a small world. We recognize that, that sometimes, you know, somebody knows somebody and you say, wow, this is a small world. Like, how do you know that person? How do I know that person? We get those reminders from God that it is a small world sometimes like that. But at the same time, you know, the world in our lives can be too small. And it's another kind of thing to take a look at. The community thing is good about, you know, the local community where we live. But to recognize the community of the world is also not easy sometimes. Sometimes we recognize that our lives have become really small, kind of insular. And there's something about breaking out of that small world to recognize the bigger world that's out there. So sometimes when you go to college, you say, oh my Lord, look at all these different people. They're people from different countries and different, you know, ethnic groups and races, and we're all together here. Yeah, it helps us to broaden our vision of what our world is. God's created a big world here, you know? And there's something great about recognizing that and seeing that and being able to be grateful to God for the largeness of the community of the world that was created as one and intended to be one. And there's a power in that, that's for sure. Hey, it's Paul McCartney and Wings. This is called Band on the Run. Paul McCartney and Wings, Band on the Run, kind of talking about the people that we run with, right? There is another community that we kind of have, our family, our friends, the people who matter to us, those people that we sit with, those people that kind of urge us through life. It's not just family. It's the people who come in and become family to us along the way. There's something really powerful about that. And it's important to see that and acknowledge it. I know I do some wake services, you know, just by virtue of being a priest, right? And when I'm doing a wake service, I often think of that when I look at it. I said, wow, how lucky this family is sitting in the front row to have all these people behind them and to see all of these people who come, their kind of band, if you will, on the run that, you know, comes together to support them at this time. We rally around people when there's tragedy, when there's difficulty, and God calls us to that. That's part of the community that we're called to, that, yeah, take care of each other, look out for each other. And when one is down, we come together and hold the other up, because someday you'll be down and people will hold you up. There's something great about that community and the give and take of that, that is just such an important part of living and such a beautiful gift that God has given to all of us. Here's Nickelback, When We Stand Together. Is Nickelback, When We Stand Together. There have been a number of times in my life that I've been privileged to stand together with a lot of people, right? And there's something beautiful about that. Certainly when you see something religious like the Pope comes and celebrates Mass in Central Park and you have a million people gathered, literally, and you're standing together with them all worshiping God, being grateful to God. There's something very powerful about that. There are other times too, though, that I've been at concerts like the concert for 9/11, Madison Square Garden, filled to the brim with people who care about those who perhaps they don't even know, or somebody they did know who was lost in that terrible terrorist attack, right? And there's a power in coming together in that community of caring for other people. I think about Live Aid and what a beautiful way that was, right, to reach out to those in need. There's something about that that's so important in our lives. When we come together in those big ways, it's powerful. But sometimes it's about standing together with the smaller group in the neighborhood, with people in our house, and recognize the power that comes from that. I'll go back to what I've said 1,000 times. One pencil breaks like that. Put 10 pencils together, you can't break it anymore. There's a power that comes from God in community, and we're called to kind of recognize that. Here's Lynyrd Skynyrd, Sweet Home Alabama.
Turn it up. I'm
I wasn't really talking about the small town community, the small communities that we belong to in our lives too. So the parish, you know, where we that we have, that's a community, and it's a community that cares for each other. It's a community that looks out for each other. And I would say, just as a priest who's been living in different parishes my whole life, you know, you think about it, there's something really beautiful about the way the community kind of takes care of you. And I always marvel at that. St. Patrick's Day, and a lady drops off an Irish soda bread. So you were making Irish soda bread, and you thought of us. That's like a beautiful gift. That's a really meaningful thing, the way a community takes care of their priests. You know, there's something really nice about that. And then the priests, you know, when somebody is sick, that goes to the house and asks how the person's doing, says some prayers with the person. That reaching out back and forth that makes us care about one another helps us to see that, yeah, we're not in this world alone. And there's something powerful about recognizing that. The smaller communities are really where God is really very, very vibrantly present. And we're called to celebrate that and be a part of that willingly so that God can really work through us. Here's Bruce Springsteen, My Hometown. Bruce Springsteen, my hometown. I'm Monsignor Jim. You're listening to Religion Rock. We are celebrating community today. Our hometowns are a special place, right? You never really quite forget your hometown. I grew up in Astoria, Queens, and where I lived is still there. The building and the house is still there. And even when I go to the city, sometimes I have to take a road that passes right by that house. And, you know, the people who I'm in the car with could care less. That was my house growing up, right? It's not like that's where George Washington lived. You know, that's where Monsignor Jim lived. Big deal. But for me, it kind of brings me right back to being a little boy. It brings me right back to the photos that I have in the family album that show me as a little boy, show my mother as a little girl who grew up in the same house. There's something beautiful about seeing that. It connects us. We need the hometown connection. There's something really important about that. Life gets busy. Life gets big and crazy and out of hand sometimes. But that hometown experience is a beautiful thing. Just to go back to the diner we always went to or something like that brings it right back. And I think God wants us to celebrate the hometown and recognize the power of that hometown as well. That's such an important thing for us. Here's Rush. This is called Subdivisions. There's Rush, Subdivisions, and then you have the other side of Community, right? Where things get divided and divided and divided and divided and divided, and we sort of lose the sense of community. In a school, this was always a powerful song. When I was at St. John the Baptist High School, we used this song a lot for different things. Because what happens, if you think to the traditional days, you know, in high school, you had the jocks, you had the cheerleaders, you had the brainiacs, the band people, you know, the artists, the theater people, whatever you want to break it down, it doesn't matter. The point was, and it even goes back to the 50s, right? The greasers, you know, and all of this stuff. The point of it is that those divisions kind of separate us in a lot of ways. So can you be one school united, you know, united under the one school and recognize the power of the different gifts that exist in that school? That's what we tried to do in our Catholic high school, you know, St. John the Baptist, to recognize, yeah, there's a lot of different gifts here. And we don't ride the train every day to work just with the jocks or just with the cheerleaders, right? It's a big mix. So we need to learn how to be together in a big mix and celebrate the many gifts that God gives us. Subdivisions divide us up, right? But community is really us recognizing the different gifts and the beauty that is kind of that mosaic that makes up community and so important to us. Here's the Counting Crows, Big Yellow Taxi.
They paved paradise and put up a parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? It'd be a paradise and put up a parking lot. They took all the trees and put them in a tree museum, and they charged the people a dollar and a half to see them. No, 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 don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? Be a paradise and put up a parking lot. Hey, farmer, farmer, put away your DDT. I don't care about spots on my apples. Leave me the birds and the bees, please. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? To be a paradise and put up a parking lot. Hey, now they pay put up a fucking lie. Why not? I heard the screen door swing, and a big yellow taxi took my girl away. Now don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? To be in paradise, put up a parking lot. Hey, nah, nah, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? To be in paradise, put up a parking lot. Why not? They pay paradise to put up a parking lot. Hey, 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 pay paradise to put up a parking lot. I wanna give it, why you wanna give it, why you wanna give it all away? Hey, 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 now you wanna give it, I should wanna give.
Counting Crows, Big Yellow Taxi. How do we recognize community now, where so many things have changed, where there's less opportunities to be community? That's not easy, but that's part of the challenge for you and for me, to have that small town connection, to find community in the midst of the big cities, in the midst of the anonymous communities we often live in. You know, you live in one of these condo communities, it's hard to know anybody, hard to know everybody. There's something good about kind of finding the places where we can have community. Sometimes it's about joining, you know, a club or something that's going on. But I think the best place is really in our church, to go to our church and find the community that exists there and find a way to give back, find a way to volunteer. Like if you're just a Sunday Mass person, maybe think about this year, you're like from Easter here on, to just kind of say, you know, how am I going to get involved? What can I do? Is there a way I can volunteer? Can I volunteer to help with the poor? Can I volunteer to help in the school? Can I volunteer help in the youth group or to teach or be a CYO coach? Those things are big ways for us to get involved, and they help in a big way because community is changed, right? Our society has changed. It's a lot more anonymous these days. It's a lot more electronic these days, but we still need that human touch, and that makes such a big difference in the long run. Here's Midnight Oil, Beds Are Burning.
The time has come, a fact
beds are burning. Interesting, you know, in my life, there's been a twist and a turn, and it's been for the good. Like, I was asked by the bishop to become the vice chairman of Catholic Charities for our area here on Long Island, you know? It's really been a great experience for me, because you begin to see how poverty exists in this community where we live. Long Island, where this show originates, you know, is a very interesting area because there's poverty here, but there's also extreme wealth, right, on this island of ours. And we have all kinds of the Hamptons, which is a mixed bag too. But we have all these different kinds of places where we're famous for rich people, but there's also a tremendous amount of poverty as well. That kind of thing is such an important thing to know and to be able to see poverty in our midst. Sometimes we become blinded to that. Part of being a community is to recognize that, yeah, there's going to be people who are successful maybe financially and poor in another way. And there are going to be people who are poor financially, but maybe rich in another way. I know a family who's quite poor financially, but they have love. They have each other. They pray together. They go to church together. And something is beautiful in that family that inspires me. So I think there's something important about recognizing the depth of community in the midst of lots of different experiences as far as culture. We're one person. We're one body. And God calls us to kind of be one. Here's the Steve Miller Band. This is called Living in the USA.
Come on.
Steve Miller Band, Living in the USA. Yeah, that's another community we belong to, right? The powerful gift of this country. To those who have been given a lot will be expected. That's you and me. A lot is expected from God of us, that's for sure. To be kind and welcoming, to kind of build community and not break it down, and to put up with each other. You know, that's another good thing. To pray for that gift is an important part of what it is to be community. We're all different people, but God has blessed us all. I live in a rectory with four different cultures. It's unbelievable. These priests from all over the world. There's something beautiful about learning about each other, celebrating each other. That's the gift of community. That's what God calls us to every day. And that's what's going to make us strong ultimately. You've been listening to Religion and Rock. It's hosted by me, Monsignor Jim Vlahan. It's engineered and produced by the great man of community. Yes, Mr. Stephen Chaldone. Have a wonderful week, everyone. And don't forget, say a prayer.